Right, so the immune system, what is it? It is the system which fights infections. This is done by triggering defenses against invading bacteria. The antibodies and antitoxins of this system recognize the foreign bodies and send white blood cells to attack them. When the immune system is weakened, the person is less able to withstand candidiasis found in allergies, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, cancers, etc. So infections occur more easily when your immune system is compromised or is broken down. As you can see in this little diagram, some of these are the general our body that helps to fight against disease: our stomach, our intestines, our skin, our lymph nodes. Also, the liver should be there, but it's not there. But the spleen, which connects to the liver, is there, and the respiratory system. So these are the systems that we use to fight off disease. But ultimately, the question is, how do we strengthen these systems? How do we strengthen? And ideally, what I'll say to you guys is, the eight health laws that God has given us, or if we follow them, and other laws that have us to follow them, that will fight off any viruses. So I wouldn't say there's any specific special herb or special therapy to like for the winter months, but just generally keep prepared for the winter now. So get your body in a healthy condition. So start eating right, start sleeping right, start getting rid of those stress those triggers that will cause stress. A secret: when you're angry for about 1 minute or 4 minutes, is it 4 minutes? Not being for 1 hour. I think when you're angry for 1 hour, it can compromise your immune system for at least 24 hours, right? So it's important that we don't. So anger and resentment and unforgiveness, these are things that we have to learn to put away, because they will compromise our immune system. When we don't sleep properly, our immune system drops about by 70%. So the New START program actually is there. Simply put, is what we need to keep our immune system boosted in the winter months. So it's important that we follow these steps, but also understanding how to take care of the different parts of the body will also help to keep us healthy as well. Human system. So there's certain medicinal drugs that can cause that, such as cortisone cream, which I used to use because I had eczema. Yeah, that type of steroid creams, which can also compromise the gut, which is part of your immune system. Obviously, prednisone and chemotherapy cause immune depression. These things are known to cause immune depression. But some vaccinations, immunizations can cause also immune system compromisation. So that's another thing to consider as well. Prolonged stress, toxic exposure to chemicals, radiation, nutrition deficiencies, not that we're not intaking the like you're eating your food, or you're not take or your body's not observing the micronutrients as it should, like so all the nutri as like your B vitamins, your vitamin C, A, E, etc. So if we're not observing these chemicals properly, that it needs to damage your system tremendously. Nicotine, caffeinated drinks, energy drinks, I'll add to that as well. Those things will compromise your immune system, guys. So be mindful of that. So if you're preparing, especially for a second wave of COVID, consider these things, right, guys? Because we don't want to catch these COVID. We know now, think about the winter's coming, right? And we see that vitamin D has shown that is a key player also in fighting against infections. And we know through in the summer there's a lack of sun exposure. So therefore, we need to be extra careful, especially as colored people, when it comes to the issue of COVID and the flu season about to break upon us like a flood. So we need to brace ourselves for that. Obviously, fizzy sugar itself, not natural sugars. The sugar with the fiber, which comes from the fruit, not that type of sugar. I'm talking about the processed sugars, refined sugars. That will break down the immune system tremendously. And that's one thing we need to be careful of, right? So just be mindful of how much sweets and sugary drinks and even the processed food that you eat. Try to cut that down as much as possible to promote health. Obviously, air pollution, sometimes that can't be helped because of where we live in. Some of live deep in the heart of the city. But that's why clean air is a powerful, powerful medium to alkaline the blood and to boost your immune system, dump off the toxins from the lungs and refresh the body completely. So that's why I guess God given us that little book, Country Living. It teaches us this process that we see a fresh air, clean environment will promote health. So natural remedies, right? The natural remedy, simply put, is eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. Right, guys? Fresh fruit, right? That will give you the optimum minerals to help fight to aid the body in fighting diseases. Obtain adequate protein from vegetables, not from meat, and because that's all can be broken down much easier. And the meat protein also comes with a lot of other side effects, like a lot of the meat nowadays are pumped with antibiotics. Onto growth and form, so we need to be careful of that, right? And all these the animals as well, the chicken, the lamb, these things are not taking care of they should do, so that they're full of a lot of diseases and still get slaughtered with the slaughterhouse. So these animals get slaughtered in a very stressful condition, which obviously the blood gets inflamed, then we eat that blood and that meat, and then our body becomes inflamed, our body take up the propensities that came from an animal. So eat a lot of broccoli, Brussels sprouts, because these broccoli and Brussels sprouts are good because they are powerful when it comes to, especially when it comes to cancer and stuff like that. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts are powerful, but just in general, they are powerful. Cabbage, onions, garlic, and similar raw fried foods. So get your abundance of fresh fruits and vegetables. That will give you the strength that you need. Eat all grains. So try to cut out the white stuff. Try to cut off the white flours, the white bread, etc. If you can make your bread itself, it's much better. So try to get to the all grains. You want the entire grain, not way to remove the kernel, which adds a lot of the B vitamins and all the nutrition of the grains itself. So nuts and legumes are good. Obviously, maintain a balanced lifestyle, right? And as we, I can't stress amount of sunlight is good for you, but I know in the winter we don't have that sunlight living in England. But we can obviously, you can supplement that vitamin D if you want to as well. Obviously, exercise and rest. So getting that new start, powerful new start will keep you healthy. I do some vitamin A in the form of carrot juice. I love carrots. Right now, I've got about at least 8 packs of carrots, organic carrots waiting for me to juice right now. Carrots is a powerful, powerful helping aid in keeping one strong. So I must recommend only use organic carrots, because carrots, when they're planted, they're like sponge. They'll soak up a lot of the chemicals and a lot of the stuff that's in the ground, right? So if you use unorganic carrots, especially for juicing, unfortunately, you can also take in a lot of the pesticides and the herbicides that they may use upon these fruits if they spray them. So the best choice, try to go to farmer's market, get the carrots, or if you can, I know Aldi sells organic carrots, try to get organic and as fresh as possible if you can juice the carrots. So another set of food group that will stimulate the herbs. And I just want to go, before I go forward to this, I want just to recap. In Psalms 107 verse 14, it says the herbs are for the service of man, guys. Yes, so God's given us the herbs for the service of man, and these are some of the herbs God's given us. Forgive my pronunciation. Echinacea, red clover, stinging nettle is my favorite. I love stinging nettle, powerful herb, helped me tremendously. Stinging nettle, kelp, garlic, astragalus, another powerful one that I use, and alfalfa. So I personally use red clover, stinging nettle, and astragalus. But all of them will boost your immune system. Wonderful. I should have added as well, milk thistle, guys. You can get it in the tincture form. That's how I use it. Milk thistle is powerful when it comes to boosting your immune system, especially during the winter months. Milk thistle would be a good one to get, right? Stinging nettle, get a fresh stinging nettle, take it, dry it out, and you can just make a tea out to drink it. Seeing that is one of those herbs that you can't overuse. You can't really overuse it. So drink it abundantly. Seeing that's a red clover is another one. Powerful. Very, have a lot of vitamin C inside of it. So red clover is powerful. Dandelion, once again, another powerful herb. Everything, but the ones that I am more familiar, the one I use more often is dandelion, red clover, stinging nettle, and astragalus. Astragalus is powerful, good for the kidneys, good to stimulate the entire immune system. So these herbs are good for you to use it in tincture form, tea form, whichever way that works for you. But make sure to just get to in, because the herbs are for your service, guys. You want service? This is first class service they'll give you. So you can overdo, there's an Urine Booster juice. This is a juice program that for one of my friends that she uses. She's a medical missionary, and she recommends this juice. It's a powerful juice. Cabbage, carrots, cabbage, carrots, broccoli, beets, and other greens. So the greens that part is a greens of your choice, right? But so with these, so cabbage, the broccoli, the carrots, and the beets, and you choose the last greens, right? So mix the juice in proportion, then drink 3 times daily. So that's a good boosting juice. So just using the herbs, because there's abundance of herbs out there. And so once you imagine now, you've got the good nutrition in, yeah? We've got the exercise in. We've intaking the adequate amount of water we should. We get the sunshine as we should. We're temperate in our eating and drinking and working, and our sleeping, etc. We're getting that fresh air, we're resting well, and we have that faith in God. Our bodies will be in tremendous good condition, ready to fight against viruses and diseases. So if we just follow God's way, His plan is the best plan, guys. So what I'll suggest, stop eating processed sugar foods with added sugars, because sugar literally compromises the entire human system, right? It literally robs the body, right? So the body sees sugar, person seeks to destroy it, right? So sugar creates a lot of inflammation, it creates a lot of problem. So see for the windows cracked open. So it's a virus attacks the respiratory system, as you know, with COVID-19. So we need fresh air to keep the lungs healthy. And another good way to keep the lungs, so especially if you suffer with asthma, will be your onion poultice. Onion poultice, you can see my chest. So onion poultice right on the chest there. That will open the lungs well, a good onion poultice. So that's considered of you just need olive oil, onions, and some flour. And you just mix that together, and you have the onion poultice, and you stick it on the lungs and wrap it for the night. So onion poultice is a good way to open the lungs as well. But you should always sleep with the windows open. I tell people you won't catch a cold by having lit with some nice cold air coming without the window open. I need that fresh air continue to circulate in my lungs. It's very important that we sleep with the windows open. Get plenty of rest, as we spoke about yesterday. Try to go to bed between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. to get that good optimum sleep. Get at least 20 minutes of sunshine per day. Or you can get a vitamin D3 supplement, as we spoke about. So for those who are healthy, you know, fasting for 14 days is very good to your immune system. So a 14-day fast can be a juice fast, can be a water fast. You can survive that, but also it's a juice fast or one meal a day fast, something like that. So I wouldn't give you a certain amount of fast, but you fast what's comfortable with you. But once you're fasting, try to fast potentially once a week. Not say 14 hours straight, but yeah, like once a week for 24 hours, even further. So 14 hours is good. 24 hours is another way of. So I will personally fast, say 24 hours. At least once, or I should mean to you should try to do at least twice a month if you can. So 2 weeks, just 2 weeks within every month, just try to fast for like 24 hours, because that gives the body time to rest, to recover. Just have a water fast, drink a lot of water, water or juice fast, I would suggest. So imagine if you're using that urine boosting juice, and you've got no food, just fast, and that will vitalize the body so quickly, so efficiently. So just understanding the body and the different herbs and different therapies that you can use on oneself will be very potent. So your gut contains 80% of your immune system. So it's important that we take care of our gut. And that's why it's so important that we do not overdose on stuff like antibiotics, because antibiotics will destroy a lot of the gut. It'll destroy the good bacteria in the gut. Of course, it does a wonderful job, one, when it's sick, but when you overuse it, it can compromise your immune system. And also, when I used to suffer with eczema myself, the steroid creams, steroids are novel medication that will compromise the gut bacteria inside of your gut. So it's important that we be mindful. Sugar will cause issues in the gut as well, right? And especially if you're for a woman, for example, if you suffer with thrush a lot or candidiasis, which is a yeast buildup, it shows that you have a compromised gut. If you've got eczema, it shows you've got a compromised gut. Even when you suffer with a fever, it shows that as well. So you have to be careful and be mindful, understand the body. So if you keep getting colds all the time, maybe there's too much sugar in your diet, or maybe there's something, maybe my gut is not as it should. And a way to help the gut to promote the gut is to fast and stop drinking the green juices. Stop eating the things that you want to eat and get into a program of fasting. Fast for 2-3 days if you can. Just drink the green juices, let that go, and that will vitalize the gut and improve the immune system. And of course, do not eat snacks or eat between meals. Very important. Our stomach is also part of our defense mechanism. So the hydrochloric acid will literally destroy bacteria and viruses. But if we have a compromised digestive system because we're eating and drinking, because that can compromise. For example, you're meant to drink about 20 to half an hour before every meal. You're meant to have each meal 5 to 6 hours apart. And you cannot drink. You can only drink for at least 1 hour. The shortest you can 2 hours. 2 hours is optimally better, or between 1 and 2 hours after the meal, then you can drink. When we break these simple ways of eating and drinking, we compromise our immune system. So that's important to understand. So another helpful herbs is obviously eucalyptus, sage, etc., juniper, yarrow. So these are herbs that you can take if you suffer with a cold, he's suffering with if you're trying to boost the system as well. Golden seal, I would definitely recommend that. Golden seal is powerful, because golden seal, it really tones the nervous system and it boosts the immune system as well. Licorice is a powerful antiviral. I forgot to put one on there. Oregano is a powerful antiviral as well. So that's another good antiviral, oregano. There's also some children are sick. It's a mixture of garlic and onion with honey. You mix that together. So what happens is the onion, use one whole onion and probably 2 bulbs of garlic potentially, or 1 bulb, depends how strong you want to make it. And you cut it in pieces, or you cut it in layers, the onion, and put it inside like a container, and you fill it with some good honey, not the cheap honey. The cheaper the honey, it's for the sugar anyway. So you have to try to get the good honey, and you mix that, leave it overnight, and when you pour that out, what will come out is you'll see there's like a syrup type of a very watery type of syrup comes out when you leave it overnight. And that's a powerful cough medicine or a cold medicine. And that also boosts the immune system for little kids and even for adults themselves. So here's a suggestion that you can use eucalyptus oil. Eucalyptus oil is powerful, especially when you're sleeping, you can use that. A couple drops of eucalyptus oil in coconut oil, rub it in the chest to open up the airways so you can breathe properly during the night. So that's another way to keep the fresh air into your body. The flu balm, one of my favorites, flu balm. So this recipe is good for when you have a cold, this would be good even on COVID-19 if someone's got it, and any type of flu, cold, powerful. So we're looking at 1 garlic bulb, 2 lemons, juice or lime. So you got 1 fresh ginger, 1 sprig of fresh ginger, 1 sprig of fresh turmeric as well, a pinch of cayenne. Well, a pinch, I would say, you can make a strong, that thing literally rip off your chest. It's powerful, literally. Like, I make it too hot oftentimes. Literally, I can feel that burn, my chest be burning. Like, so it's important that we be mindful of how strong we make it. This can be very strong. and 1 to 2 tablespoons of honey, obviously to sweeten it a bit. Honey is a good even booster as well, and 2 drops of tea tree or eucalyptus essential, down to be essential oil. So just a little 2 drops, 1 drop of tea tree oil, essential oil, and you obviously crush, you blend it all together. Okay, you can mix it together like a tea with some boiling water and drink that. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's not, it doesn't taste great, but it feels great afterwards. Like, it really is powerful. It's powerful. One of my favorites. Right, so I will just go to I'm not gonna go through that right now, but I'm just gonna go here. So vitamin C, you can use supplements as well. Supplement vitamin C, obviously good fatty acid, flaxseed, chia seeds, walnuts. Also I should add to that hemp seeds as well. Zinc, we know zinc foods, so get your lentil zinc, get your beans, get your chickpeas full of zinc. Obviously you can supplement zinc if you want to as well. Pumpkin seeds full of zinc. So you need your selenium, so your nuts and your whole foods, brown rice, oats, full of selenium, and your geranium as well. That helps the immune system, and that's found in garlic a lot. The B complex, B6, B12, dot leafy greens, etc. Vitamin E. So that's the sunflower seeds, almonds. So these are all other supplements that you can take as well. And may I add as well, there's one thing I didn't put down here as well. Bee pollen as well. Bee pollen will boost your immune system amazing. Bee pollen is powerful. Something that I use myself, bee pollen is powerful. That's another one that would help to keep you fighting in the winter months. Thank you. Amen.